The Waves by Virginia Woolf. Narrated by Julia Franklin. The sun had not yet risen. The sea was indistinguishable from the sky, except that the sea was slightly creased, as if a cloth had wrinkles in it. Gradually, as the sky whitened, a dark line lay on the horizon dividing the sea from the sky, and the grey cloth became barred with thick strokes, moving, one after another, beneath the surface, following each other, pursuing each other perpetually. As they neared the shore, each bar rose, heaped itself, broke, and swept a thin veil of white water across the sand. The wave paused, and then drew out again, sighing like a sleeper, whose breath comes and goes unconsciously. Gradually, the dark bar on the horizon became clear, as if the sediment in an old wine bottle had sunk and left the glass green. Behind it, too, the sky cleared, as if the white sediment there had sunk, or as if the arm of a woman, couched beneath the horizon, had raised a lamp, and flat bars of white, green and yellow spread across the sky like the blades of a fan. Then she raised her lamp higher, and the air seemed to become fibrous, and to tear away from the green surface, flickering and flaming in red and yellow fibres like the smoky fire that roars from a bonfire. Gradually, the fibres of the burning bonfire were fused into one haze, one incandescence, which lifted the weight of the woolen grey sky on top of it and turned it to a million atoms of soft blue. The surface of the sea slowly became transparent and lay rippling and sparkling until the dark stripes were almost rubbed out. Slowly, the arm that held the lamp raised it higher, and then higher, until a broad flame became visible. An arc of fire burnt on the rim of the horizon, and all round it the sea blazed gold. The lights struck upon the trees in the garden, making one leaf transparent, and then another. One bird chirped high up. There was a pause. Another chirped lower down. The sun sharpened the walls of the house and rested like the tip of a fan upon a white blind and made a blue fingerprint of shadow under the leaf by the bedroom window. The blind stirred slightly, but all within was dim and unsubstantial. The birds sang their blank melody outside.
"I see a ring," said Bernard, "hanging above me. It quivers and hangs in a loop of light."
"I see a slab of pale yellow," said Susan, "spreading away until it meets a purple stripe."
"I hear a sound," said Rhoda, "cheep, chirp, going up and down."
"I see a globe," said Neville, "hanging down in a drop against the enormous flanks of some hill."
"I see a crimson tassel," said Ginny, "twisted with gold threads."
"I hear something stamping," said Louis. "A great beast's foot is chained. It stamps and stamps and stamps."
"Look at the spider's web on the corner of the balcony," said Bernard. "It has beads of water on it, drops of white light."
"The leaves are gathered round the window like pointed ears," said Susan.
"A shadow falls on the path," said Louis, "like an elbow bent."
"Islands of light are swimming on the grass," said Rhoda. "They've fallen through the trees."
"The bird's eyes are bright in the tunnels between the leaves," said Neville.
"The stalks are covered with harsh, short hairs," said Ginny, "and drops of water have stuck to them."
"A caterpillar is curled in a green ring," said Susan, "notched with blunt feet."
"The grey-shelled snail draws across the path and flattens the blades behind him," said Rhoda.
"And burning lights from the window panes flash in and out on the grasses," said Louis.
"Stones are cold to my feet," said Neville. "I feel each one